Gediruk. Gediduk. What does gediduk mean?
To get there.
To get there?
To gediduk. Ang aluman.
Michael Klitha. Yuchten chuk klitam. Achanen. Achanen. Tunwanen. Aknin. Chachalugu. Michael Klicha. Klicha. Kyuchtinjuk Klitam Janu Dunwami Okming Okming Chachalugu Lugu Okming Chachalugu Okming Chachalugu Michael
Siluchtuk Chale
Siluchtuk Chale. Could you also say Siluchluni Chale?
He's happy.
When I was reading in the
ground. And here it says, I put the puppy behind the stone. I would say, Puchtum Chuk Klicha Plitam. Achanon Oknin Chakalko Michael Angeli Siluchtuk Chale.
Siluchtuk
Chale. Michael's happy.
What were you saying about the grammar? I think what I understood was like Siluchtuk versus Siluchluni, when you put the tuk or the luni. It was used tuk when it means right now. And so if you're telling a story, even if it's in the present tense, you use luni.
Because it's something about what happened?
Yeah, but it's still, but they're talking about it as if it happened, but okay. It's not right now. So when you're saying outside, shalmi, damo, overcast.
Ailalho, talumo.
Talumo.
Shalmi talumo.
Let's say it was sunny out. Machang. That's what it's sunny now. Machang gluni. It's not, but
it was this one.
If you were saying, it was sunny, or it's sunny out in the story, machang gluni.
Unlock machang.
I'm holding there, but it's starting to click a little bit. If you think about that.
Yeah, those little. Okay, so we have some things here on the table. Telephone.
Yeah.
That's our some of our new vocabulary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's isn't it in here? Oh, here it is. New watch stock.
New watch stock. Either one. Either one is easy for you. You watch stock or you watch suit.
You was soon? You was soon?
You
was soon. And you was.
You watch stuck?
You went stuck.
They'd written it down as knee you watch stuck, is there? Do you do not the knee, it's just you watch stuck?
You watch stuck, kaya chachtok, or you watch stuck, go nachtok. The phone's ringing. Go, go now.
Okay. So we have a telephone. We have a sakuluk. Sakulat. One.
Asalok. Sakulak.
Sakulak.
With a Q.
What's about a little duck?
Mikjak sakulak. Sakulam chakliya.
Sakulam Chaklia.
Sakulam.
Sakulam Chakliang.
Sakulam.
Sakulam.
Chakliang.
Sakulam Chaklia.
Ile Katayam Chaklia.
Katayam
Chaklia. Chaklia.
Ile Kuritam Chaklia.
Kuricha?
Kuricha is chicken.
Oh.
Okay, so Sukulam Chaklia.
Sakulam Chaklia.
Sakulam Chaklia.
Yeah.
Yuasun?
Yuasun? Yuasun or Yuatstak. Either one is easy for you.
Yuatstak. Yuatstak.
You wet stuff.
Orange.
How do they call them orange chick?
How about fruit? Is there a word for fruit?
Fruit.
Fruit.
Orange.
Little cup. And then
Wheel cock. Wheel cock.
Okay. So, hui mikchak wheel cock.
We're meeting the word holding. You're a little fork. That's good.
Huitu meakaka mikjak wilkak.
Holding is chi.
That's funny.
Wilkak.
That's funny.
It was good.
Okay. So how do I say I'm holding?
Tu meakaka.
Hui.
Tumya kaka. Mikjak.
Hui tumya kaka. Mikjak wilkak. Elspet wilkak. Alicia.
Elspet pijan. Is that what you say? Elspet pijan.
You fork. So I say, do you want it?
Yeah.
Elspet.
Pijan.
Pijan. Pijan. Pijan. Do you want it? Is that, do you want it?
Right.
Do you want
it? If you're not going to use it, if you're going to use it, atok you want. Or when you're busy, all right.
Atok.
You want.
So she say Elspet Adochion. That's what she would say.
Oh, do you want to use it?
Mm-hmm. You ask her if you want to use it or no.
Elspet Adochion. Yuan. Adochion. And Pijan means do you just want it?
Adoch. You want. And that's, do you want to use it?
Okay, so
Adacha,
Yuan. Adacha,
Yuan.
Adocha, Yuan. one. Adoch yuan.
Adoch yuan. Adoch yuan. Adoch yuan.
Adoch yuan.
Adoch yuan.
You and your youth.
That's it. Adoch yuan. Let's just use it.
I want it. Is it I want it or can I have it?
Pizza if you want it.
Pizza.
If you want it from me on.
Tesco. And that's can I have it? Is that asking? Tesco.
See, when you're busy and by your sink, or when you're mixing something, or your everyone was busy, if you want something for night, Lori Adak Nusik Tesho, Lori Nusik Nukhoiwaka. You want the knife. He need the knife. I don't know what he want to use it. I don't know what if you're not going to use it. I want to use it. I don't know what he Waka,
Adoha yuwaka means I do want to or I don't want to.
Hui adoha yuwaka
means
I do want to use it.
I want to use it.
And I don't want to use it?
I don't skoho.
I don't skoho.
If Lori is not using what you want to use.
I don't skoho. Hui tum yakaka mikchak wilkak. Espet bijan miktak mikchak wilkak. Tum yakaka.
Hui.
Tumyakaka.
Mikchak.
And I would ask you. Elbet.
That sounded different. Do you want to use it?
Adoha yuan. But
Adoha yuan. And that's, do you want to use it?
If I don't want to use it, I would know Adoha yuan. If you guys doing something in the kitchen. Big baka tok. Too small.
Yeah, so how do you say no? I want the big one, the big fork.
Ang nakumagwilka magminahanga. You ask me.
Yeah. Mina.
Minahanga.
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 It's big.
Minahanga. Ang nakumag. Ang nakumag.
Ang
nakumag.
Ang nakumag.
Wilkamak.
Wilkamak.
Minahanga.
Minahanga. Minang. Minga.
Minahanga.
Minahanga.
Ile. Ang nakumag. Luskamak. Minahanga.
Luskamak.
Big spoon.
Oh, spoon.
Big jack, the small man. Ang nakukas a big one.
Hui adoha.
Kumasa pijaha.
Elfit pijan. Chaskangjuk.
Kui tesku.
Kui pijak.
Kanga.
Kui tesku.
Kanga.
Tesku. Kui tesku. Chaskak.
Kui adoho. Yuwaka.
A dahuaka.
Kui adoho yuwaka.
Kui adoho yuwaka.
You wanna use it.
Kui adoho yuwaka.
That's you wanna use it.
I'm Dairy Malaka. See, don't run or gave it to you.
Espet tumakin.
Tumakin.
Tumakin. Chakak. Tumakin.
Mikchak.
Mikchak.
Chaskak.
We tumakaka.
Mikchak.
We tumakaka.
Chaskak wangchuk. Chaskak wangchuk. Jessica Huangjuk. Jessica Huangjuk.
It's a small cup, tiny cup.
Toy cup.
Just one.
Wam kotak Jessica Huang. Toy is wam kotak.
Wam kotak. That's right.
Elspet. Pijan fruit cup.
Pijaka fruit cup. Hui tumyaka ka fruit ka.
Hui tumyaka ka chaskang chuk.
Yes.
Espet atuk hayuan.
Apsil fruit ta hayuan. Frug tahayuhtun.
Frug
tahayuhtun. You ask her you want fruit or you want orange ahayuhtun.
Orange
ahayuhtun.
Orange.
You ask her, orange, Jehovah. Ask her.
Orange, Jehovah.
You want it?
Uh huh.
I will tell you, go Nanskan, I want some. If it's not sour, I'll have it.
How do I say, I'll share it? Or we'll share it?
You take the half, I'll take the
give you one piece, I'll take 10.
Go ahead. Angle.
Angle.
Oh, too sour for me.
Yeah. Sakulat.
Do you be jaka? Sakulat be jaka. The new this
chili.
Hui teshu sakula.
Sakula.
Alice Pete. Either when Lalyak be Jacchu. Lalyak. Or in Jackalizakulak. Which one you choose? You want it.
I was trying to say the
Sakulak wants
the orange.
Sakulak Murin Jacayuk
Duk.
Jacayuk Duk.
Orange.
Yuchtuk.
Yuchtuk.
Or the tuxedo rich. Probably, huh?
Yeah.
The beams, the floating.
Sure.
Eagles don't say that. Anything. Katayat. Chakay kaina maganakot.
The seagulls?
Seagulls eat anything.
I hear the phone. How do you say that?
You was utharni takakaya khartok.
You was soon.
Ni takakaya khartok.
Ni taka.
You was soon kolokuna khartok. Then you was soon.
Kuluka nahwa tuk.
A bonus ring.
You watch stuck. Nitaka means I hear. Nitaka kuluka nahtuk means it's ringing. You watch stuck. You watch stuck. Nitaka kuluku nahtuk.
Kyuhyu? Or you tell Terry Kyuhyu, but you answer it.
Kyuhyu?
Kyuhyu.
Kyuhyu?
Terry Kyuhyu. Kyuhyu.
Terry Kyuhyu, you watch duck.
Is it in or you watch
stuck? New watch stuck?
New watch stuck.
New watch stuck.
Yeah. You are weak, little one. Which one is easy for you?
Because you think about nitaka is beginning sound, I mean the sound, listening, nitaka. Niwachtak nitaka. Same root, I think.
Yeah, what you're listening, something we listen to. Nitaka.
Kuluku nahwachtok or kulun.
Either one.
Nahdok. Doesn't matter.
No matter.
Is there a difference?
Kuluku nahwachtok. Kuluku nahdok.
Ili, when she says ili, it means or, and it's a Russian word.
Ili.
Ili.
So this is, I hear the phone ringing.
Nidakak kukunakalaka.
Kikulukunakalaku.
Nidan. Nidan means you hear.
Nidan.
Nidan.
So you'd, you might yell, Nidan, niwachtak nitaka kalukuluku nachlugu.
If she don't hear it, she would chant it, Nidan daka.
Nidan kataka. Nidan.
There we don't hear the phone.
I don't hear it. Kuhu, answer it. Kuhu.
Gary,
Kuhu.
Kyuhyu.
Kyuhyu. Kyuhyu. Kyuhyu. Kyuhyu. How about, I'll answer it.
Hui kyu te kaka.
Hui.
Kyu te kaka.
Kyu te kaka.
Don't hear it?
Nitin taka.
So don't hear it?
Or if you got a phone call from someplace, kung kani yoko yukan, or her will ask, they'll make a phone call and ask for your name, or somebody will talk to you from someplace. Kinam yoko yukan.
Kinam.
Dairy milk wakukan or
kinam.
Kinam milk wakukan.
Yukhluka?
You got to say his name.
Kima dairy milkhluka?
Dairy kinam yukhukan.
Yukhukan?
That's Terry's on the phone? No.
Terry, somebody's calling for you, right?
In the milk or whatever.
I'm still back on this.
I'm sorry. Hui kiu chakaka. Hui kiu chakaka.
Kiu chakaka.
Kiu chakaka.
Kiu chakaka.
Kiu chakaka.
Chakaka.
How do you say you answer it? I'll answer it. And if I'm telling you to answer it. Really long memory. It's a nice little dialogue we got going there.
That's, I haven't seen that before. Q?
Q.
Q.
Q-I-U is what I'm doing it. Q.
Q.
Chakaka. Chak.
Chak. Kaka.
Chaka.
Q. Chakaka.
Kaka. Chakaka.
Q.
Terry, Mom, Yoko, you hurt me. Yoko, you hurt me.
Someone's calling for you.
So I say.
Somebody want talk to you.
You just talk not nitaka kulu nahwak dok. So the phone is ringing. I hear the phone ringing, and then I would say, hui kyu chakaka. I answer it, and I'd say. Hello, Chamai. Terry Kiman Yoko Yuchtut Yuchatn.
Yoko Yuchat.
Yoko Yuchta Yuchatn. And then I'd say, Bijan?
Why?
Here, Bijan. Why?
Why?
And I would say, Huyatong. Look, guhu, a dung, guhu.
Maybe you're not going to use it.
I don't want to use it.
A dung, if you don't want to use it.
Okay.
How do you say I don't want it? Pijan Daka. Hui Pijan Daka.
This would be a really fun lesson for kids. Think about it. Telephone etiquette, telephone. And have a little dialogue, and they have a little play phone, and
then they could practice. Everybody can answer the phone and pick someone out in the class. Mm-hmm. It's for you, and then the name.
Mm-hmm.
Call back later.
If you have emergency, call. Pianoch back yoko yukan pianoch back. Yoko Yuchan. You will talk to you right away.
Oh,
right now. Yoko Yuchan.
Wow. Well, it went from oranges and little ducks to telephone etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Sakol lang chuk orin ching chuk wiyo kang chuk chas kang chuk yu wasu utok ang nakok chas kak loos kak kalikat
Elmo.
Elmo.
Loos kak mikdak.
Luskak.
Mm-hmm.
Wilkak. Lusik is the knife. Lusik.
I'm going to call Luskak a big spoon.
Little plate.
Plutsak.
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 Mikchak.
Softer.
Oh.
Either way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mikchak a lutak. I'm going to call lutak. Plutsak. Mikjak blutsak. Mikjak kasok, angin ko kasok.
Asok.
Pat.
Mm-hmm. Asok. So, nichiwa stuck.
Or you what stuck?
You what stuck?
Nichiwa stuck.
Milkak, chakulak, frutak, chaskak, luskak, blutsak, chaskak, Chuck, Jessica.
Jessica Hawk.
Jessica Hawk.
Oh, Jessica. Like the chocolate cup.
Jessica Kwang Chuk.
You guys getting there.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
Sukula. Chuk.
Sukula.
Chuk.
Chuk. Would you say Sakuwang Chuk?
Sakuwang Chuk or small food.
Is that like a duck? Sakula Kwang Chuk.
Sakula Kwang Chuk. Sakulang chuk.
Sakulang
chuk. Either one is easy for you.
All means the same thing.
The same thing.
Mikchak wilkak. Jaskak.
Menakok. Jaskak.
Heard it, but Duskak.
I'm in the cook. Mikchak Duskak.
Mikchak. Hey, Blutsak. Blutsak.
Blutsak.
Blutsak.
Blutsak. Blutsak. South there.
New watch stuck.
Mixture just cut.
Yes.
Fruit cut. Orange juk. Sakulak.
Sakulangchuk.
Sakulangchuk. Mikchak. Wilkak.
Wilkangchuk.
Wilkangchuk. Wilkangchuk. Newatch stuck. Or Yuasun. Plituk. No. Plutsak. Plituk is the stove, isn't it?
Plituk.
The spoon.
Luskak. Just doing a button. I can't remember.
Boogie chak.
Napani. Chaskani.
Ayogudun stut. Dangnachkat. There's all kinds of junks to see.
Boogie chak. That's a cool word. Boogie chak.
Oh,
good trip. Present.
Piggy, you did.
Star.
Ach, yuck. Ikhalok Matjok. Ikhalok is a moon.
Moon? Ikhalok. It sounds like Karlok. kind of wonder where some of the words come from sometimes.
Yeah, dear. Majak is sun.
Majak.
Majak. Majak.
Majak. Pyuchtinchuk.
Pyuchtinchuk.
Halfway.
Kawachtuk.
Kawachtuk. Kawach.
Kopi luvi, kopi set me. Half.
Just the tail.
No, that's his Bambula? Leg.
His leg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that his leg?
Did he ever freeze out there?
They're together. Cuddled.
Just
do you say tail or?
Bamuya.
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 Bamuya. Juti.
Juti.
Pajishwak.
Pajishwak.
Angha.
Angha. Angha. Angha.
Pew. Juti. The dog star. Pajishwak. Kami. Boga not enough boo. And they let go to. Nailek Gohtuk, that means not enough room in that day. Kupi lumi, kupi set me. Half of it inside, half of it outside. I would never take a chance to go. Awaka.
Awaka.
For me. I have to go pick up my son.
They call them amigos.
Amigos.
Same thing. Utwit. They're going inside of us now. They can't cure it. They cure it, but it starts someplace else. Same thing with that boil. That's what I always figure. That's what my grandpa used to say. Some days. Amigo, non te mao, amlescatsu to kutsekneleuke. Sure enough, now nothing but cancer. I hear that people dying.
It's true. I wonder what the. Cause that.
I don't know.
It's interesting that people out of camp talked about that, where it was the outside amigo, not the surface. And then now.
Aningwa, that big boil.
We call it aningwa.
Big sore.
Boil.
It's hard when the bone. Oh, it hurts. It got little tiny hole in the thing. They used to use some kind of leaves from the beach and wet the basket together, blow it up. I don't know from where that cancer come from. Mommy.
I mean, in my high school graduating class, there were 3 people that died in the first, 3 years after school from bone cancer. Mm-hmm. Which seems a little odd to have a class of 100 and have 3 die from bone cancer.
We've had at least 2 die of brain.
Yeah.
Brain tumors.
Yeah, that's real common too. There.
Too much knowledge. Nowhere to go. It's not funny, but yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Or maybe we're creating empty vessels and something has to grow in there. To
About tumor, where tumor come from? That's a clot? Blood clot?
Blood clots, changes in your blood. Different kinds of fat, that you eat.
They say we all have cancer in our body, don't you? Free radicals
right.
in our body, but it just somehow they all come together and start forming either a malignant tumor or a benign
right.
tumor. I didn't know that. Mm.
Tumor all over in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Just decide to stick somewhere
mm-hmm.
and start multiplying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's scary thought.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's like when we meet black eye or bruised up and you have to open it right away to let that blood drain out.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't get
tumor. Caused by injuries, maybe?
Yeah.
The body's trying to make up for something and overcompensates or something?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
attacks itself. I've heard, actually my physical therapist has talked about, she treated a man who, when he was 20, was in a car accident and hit something like right here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he wasn't really treated for anything, and he lived till he was in his 60s and 70s before anything developed, and he ended up having... and it was in that area that he remembered he was hit when he was 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, after like surgery, you
yeah.
develop lots of scar tissue,
yeah.
and they always worry about that. Even like I bite the insides of my mouth, just a bad habit. But you can create scar tissue, skin tissue,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about, the dentist talks about, don't do that because it can create cancer.
Mm.
It's like. Create cancer,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't ever really explain it, but it's the same thing with the scar
oh.
tissues inside
yeah.
where you start building body cells, and maybe that's where those random ones or whatever you were talking, radical ones,
mm-hmm.
they attach
yeah,
themselves and start growing. And that's the only thing I could think of. How could biting the side of my mouth cause cancer?
Yeah.
But it's when you create dead cells and new cells try to produce, they could be the wrong kinds of cells.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes total sense, and seems like we would be hearing more about that kind of
mm-hmm.
theory, you know?
Yeah, and you wonder if, you know, is it because of change in lifestyle or diet or exposure to
mm-hmm.
chemicals from World War II, or what is it that's here that makes it seem like there's more of it.
Yeah.
Or is it? Or do people just die of it and they never knew?
Yeah, I have to wonder about lung cancer, you know, and TB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my Uncle Alex was over in a Seward TB sanitarium, and we had letters that he was getting well. And next thing we know, he hemorrhaged and died.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my doctor told me. I'll have cancer in my leg sometime. My brace. My leg was busted. They have straightened it up and put brace from my knee. I had a long surgery. And put screws back there.
Mm-hmm.
Either one in my hip, or either one in my leg, I'll have cancer.
Hmm. Did they put a pin in Dad's hip after he broke it?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was before or after he got cancer?
Before.
Yeah, and he got cancer in his colon.
Hmm.
But completely unrelated.
Well, his dad had colon cancer.
Oh, he did?
And his mother had. I know it's scary. But then you don't know. Like my dad later on, when he was 90, he developed colon cancer. But before that, you know, I developed breast cancer,
right.
and we don't know where.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. It's just a mystery, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know. Where it's gonna go.
Yeah, they probably had it long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Arthur did, must have had.
Mm-hmm.
colon cancer.
Your grandfather was a doctor in the village?
My grand.
Your grandpa?
Where did Uliana learn from?
From them, I think.
When
they were small. Just teaching them. When person's sick, bring them over there. Feel you when you don't feel the coughing, just fiddle your forms and tell your truth for your pneumonia, decide, just check you.
Just from reading the pulse.
The thing of the disease to use her thumbs. Isn't that something?
The thumbs for checking your pulse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't you have a pulse in your thumb?
Yeah. Yeah, but she was really
super sensitive.
She must have been super sensitive.
There's a lot of people who talk about Uliana. Uliana?
Uliana.
Uliana.
Don't tell the truth.
Sometimes you can know, I can't help you. Or I'll try.
How would you call that kind of a doctor? Any different than today's doctor?
Well, we didn't call them anything.
You just knew who you went to if you had a problem.
Just by name, huh?
Ich komm nach und das und
jain. Yeah, that one knows how to heal.
Heal people. Ich komm nach und das und jain. You know, Amazi?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that sick one was, honestly, he was sick, TB.
Mm-hmm.
He was skinny in the bed, just skinny. Just see him, there's no proof for him. And those, all your doctors, fix him up just from the land.
Yeah, I always heard that story, and I knew Amazi.
Mm-hmm.
He had very bad asthma.
Mm-hmm.
But he got very thin.
Really strong. Heal him in not even 1 month's time, walking just like us, just like he wasn't sick.
There's a plant that Nadia talks about that it stays green all winter long, and it
that lives in the yard.
Where?
You know, when you walk on the beach or in the cliff side, you see leaves hanging just like a Christmas trees like that.
Is that licorice fern?
Oh, I think. Well, and to shape like a Christmas.
Shape like a tree?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with it? Tie it or drink it?
Tie it, okay.
Nadia remembers being told her brother was ill and had a boil on his, or no, it was inside of his leg. That was really badly injured, and she was sent over to the old Takatani village, where the Nekrasov family was, and they went down. They got the old lady to give her some leaves. It was those leaves that she brought back and placed on her brother's leg, wet, laid him on there, and it drew the illness out of the leg.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't sound like a surface boil, but something inside. But and so she took me walking down the beach, and we did find a couple of the leaves, but they're so few. Mm-hmm. And she said she has a harder time finding them. You know, she's always looking when she goes places. She said it's harder and harder to find them. And I went back to Kapanee when I was there this summer, walked all the way down and around Settlement Point, around all the way down as far as I could on low tide. Couldn't find any.
I wonder why that is, huh?
Well, if there's not a need for them, you're not harvesting, and then there's not a need for the plant to reproduce and keep up.
That's true, and then also I think all of the plants that grow on the cliff sides, I know where I go to collect the wormwood or chaya, where you go. When you go to collect it, if it was a particularly rough winter and there was a lot of high tides and storms,
which
they would have, the salt gets up into the cliffs more than it does in other years, so it damages the roots and they don't come back as well that year. And it might be that they might come back eventually, or it might be that they're gone from that area. You just never know.
It would be interesting to go back and see if I can. And I'm not an expert in identifying them. I was doing the best I could, but I couldn't find any.
Yeah, my mom didn't.
They're on all that really look like those.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
they're hanging in the cliffside.
And always on the cliff.
The Aleutic word means, it refers to a plant that is always
green. I think it's licorice fern.
I think that's
the American
common
word
name for it.
It's really a strong plant. Sandy, my stepmother, has been researching it, and she knows there's some you can find out at the Sag Shack, you know, where the spit where all the houses are, and then the river mouth is down by the road before you, as you're passing that area. And there's that cliff side. There's
before
you go to that switchback that gets you up into the rocket launch. That's where they grow there on that cliff.
Now,
but they've
that cliff,
damaged it. So we went there, and there was still a little patch. There was still some she found.
I'll have to keep an eye next time I go up that way.
Some of them, they're oolite.
Oolite,
yeah, they're in where you pick them, the blackberries, cranberry. Them leaves all winter long, they don't run out green, they stay green all the time.
Is that the, they're with the blackberries, the ones up on the mountains?
They always have a big blackberries. Crowberries. Crowberries.
So you drink that chai of
the tea. Mmm. So I'm not a it. Like when you have TB, I think.
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember the name, but it was a name.
Ulaid.
Huh?
Ulaid. Ishrachpata. I don't know what kind of Ishrachpata. They fix me up too with those things.
Yeah.
They're long. Summertime they always have. Long little white flower on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Real skinny leaves.
Which one do you try? Is it lavender tea?
That
sounds like Labrador tea.
And these bring them coughing too much, try to start with TB, bring them to the land where the leaves are, let them chew them and swallow the juice.
Chew,
just chew
out
and
chew on them. Yeah, I know we used to do that when I was a kid.
That's why we helped it. We chewed all kinds of leaves up in the grow.
Chewing the wrong kind?
That's what my sister and brother died from the land. They eat wrong kind of blackberries. That's why my dad and grandpa used to tell me long time ago, when you go pick berries, don't you eat no black berries, or any kind of berries. You bring them home first and clean them, or good people will tell you if they're not, the don't need them.
How old were they when you
died?
Your brother and sister? How old were they?
60s.
What blackberries would be poisonous?
I don't know.
I don't know. They say they always be whole bunch. Right.
You know Sophie Simeonov? She lives in Anchorage. Well, she's an elderly person too. She goes up to the Arctic Valley. And once she ate some kind of berry up there and she got very sick.
Really?
So it must have been the same thing.
I wonder.
Blackberry.
My black sister and brother died from that. Just before, 2 days before they died, and they pooped them berries just like a fresh blackberry.
I wonder if God would have to tell you blackberry.
Or I wonder if some
grow berries.
Harbor some kind of bacteria or something.
Toxin or something.
From an animal or.
Any kind of berries they used to tell us not to eat them in the land. Me, I didn't learn.
Berries. Well, took your chances, huh?
Hard to not snack when you're out there.
They got all kinds of worms down there.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a place where the barrels show melon berry?
Oh, the watermelon berries,
yeah. I've never been anywhere there where there's a lot of them.
I haven't either.
There used to be a lot behind, it's right out where my house is, in the woods across the little dirt road. Because we used to go to Betty and Rudy Lawrenson's house, and behind their house there used to be some good patches of watermelon berry. And we'd go back there and eat them, just munch right off, just go walk around. But even now when I've gone back in that area, hardly any there. So I'm wondering if, I don't know if the spruce tree, the longer the spruce tree,
It's true. It's changing. It changes the soil makeup, and other plants that used to live there can't survive because it's too acidic or something like that. Yeah, spruce is not good for some of the native plants.
Now, I just said that a Fognak, she could identify 3 different kinds of grass, but when she moved to Port Lyons after the tidal wave, she said she found 6. Over on the main part of Kodiak. And the only thing she could think of was the presence of the spruce tree. It was there longer on a Fognak at the old village than over in Port Lyons. And she was saying how things really changed as the spruce trees came, because first you'd have lots of grasses and salmonberry bushes, lots of bushes. And then the alders would start coming up inside your bushes, and then that would give way for the spruce tree to come. The spruce trees start coming up into the alders, so then you get rid of all your salmon berries with the alders, and then the alders are there, and then the spruce trees take root, and then there's no more alders.
Yeah,
because there's one alder pick. There's one alder patch that we could find on Kutani Beach, and it's way that way. I had to harvest some for Clyda one summer for Tahiks. And we looked and looked and looked, and we ended up going all the way down at the far beach, Ketcher Beach, way, way down there at the far end of it. We finally found some alders up against the hill. But there's so many
alders got pushed back. Killed.
Yeah.
The
old harbor doesn't have. There's no spruce trees.
Right.
No. Spruce trees.
Not yet.
Very, very slowly.
A mile every 100 years.
Is that what it is?
They're coming. In my time.
But then, as people bring spruce trees from there,
that changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those big trees in Aktia, Are they producing any little trees when they're cutting out?
There's a few more trees down there, huh?
So they must produce a tree. Christmas tree.
If it's still there, yeah, they're still there.
But they're didn't not like be. Growing and producing babies.
No, I don't know how many years ago Xenophon, when she was good, when they went down there. I don't know what they went down there for. But right there, they say, oh boy, it was locked by them. Lulu went with them.
In the winter, it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. Boy, the one daddy put up there, how they got babies all over by the church. Last time when I was there last summer, and we went, I count them, and there was 18 of them. By the school, they're pretty up there too. They got babies. That the one by the grave up there that Volkov was VPSO in Akia. Terry Volkov. They plant some, they sent them from here. Why, they're all over by the church now. But the one Larry plant them by the church. Boy, they just like these. Huge.
I know the eagle sits up in it.
Mm-hmm. Boss. Mm-hmm. He's a boss, yeah. Crazy. Black birds, the one they're out here, always lay eggs. When we go to church after they get babies. Divanas. this kids ruined them. Sakul Langju, we talked about it in the table yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wish I had some. Thanks. You were stuck.
We were playing telephone. We were playing telephone, and then we had other objects and practicing, saying, "I'm holding. Please come."
Kuitu miakaka.
No.
Karma.
Pijantaka.
Pijantaka.
Pijantaka. See what I teach you guys up there.
Good teacher.
That's one thing you guys got to learn too. And this guy had teacher. When you were around someplace, I got sweat one time when I was teachers from Old Harbor. Saxton?
Saxton.
Mm. With their boys.
Oh, yeah, Norman.
Norman boys. You must like you guys. I teach you guys. And he learned, and there was amongst them people, and they was talking about him right there, in the school, I think. Hey, you guys, it's Pia, you at Kaptaman. Boy, embarrassing you get for sweating your cheeks. That's why I always teach you guys.
Mm-hmm. My ex-husband, he's Filipino, and his mother speaks Tagalog pretty much only in the house, and I've learned quite a bit. I can understand what they're saying, and my current husband speaks it as well, or he can understand it, because he grew up with friends that spoke it, and so he understands it. He went to pick up my son there a year or so ago, and she was complaining about him, and he had come into the house with his shoes on, you know, and she was complaining and bristling and talking in Tagalog to her boyfriend, and he looked at her and he answered her back in Tagalog, and he said, I know what you're saying. She just turned red and went back into her room. She was furious. He looked at her and said, I know I have my shoes on. I'll be just leaving now.
That's what the people's gonna do. Are you cook when you want to? Hollywood teach to America and go, you guys just quiet and listen.
Don't let on.
Maybe they'll make fun out of you guys laughing. And you stand up before they leave and you what got nga I can exchange jokes, your boy, they'll stand up just red face. I always tell you guys, Aleut chicks are nuts. They'll talk about you right then. That's one thing you have to learn.
Well, I couldn't learn Pig Latin. I don't know why. It's really easy.
My grandmother, my mom's mom, and her oldest sister would speak it in front of her, and they did it so fast that she couldn't understand what they were saying.
So when you put the...
Take the first letter and you...
Put it on the end with an A.
With A. Mm-hmm.
The first letter
Arite.
Of the word, Igpe Atinle. Big Latin.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, we used to talk fast in that sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's I-G?
Pig.
Pig.
Pig. I'll have to think about that one. Pig. Pay.
It's pay is pig.
And then, the Latin.
Atin. Lay.
Okay, Latin. What's the Latin?
Horns flay.
Yeah.
Florence Play.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my name?
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis Play.
It's always an A, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Corley. Very okay.
Miche.
That's what we used to play at I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Kistun Itchit. Mm-hmm. That's a fun phrase. Just
to
itch it.
How are
you?
Yeah.
How, like, it's what?
Just
to itch it. Atama kaya na halita. Nothing else to be. Oh, it used to be good game. Uli nama. Uli machana ni telo tatama. Kinak. Ushokosok mama Florence Homakutsaktaska. No, it's not that one. Honey, I'm tea. Oh, we have to eat again. Put you inside the blanket. You guys go in there. One out there. Don't sneak. You guys cover all with the blanket. Then. Holler, then you guys are holler, Atama! And that guy will come in, feel you guys' his head, try to guess who they are. He was a good guy. That, huh?
Hard to keep from people.
just sitting underneath the blanket.
Mary taught us last spring in Akia. It's like smile, laugh.
You've got to lose your smile. Don't try to laugh.
Laugh, talk, or smile.
Oh, it's just laugh or talk.
You lung, 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 lung.
I don't know where the lung came from, but...
I read you still.
Yeah. The staring game. You say that and then... Yeah, try not to get anybody else. The person who says it tries to get others to crack a smile or laugh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of make faces at them.
Some of them don't smile at all.
Yeah. The kids love playing that. I did that at camp one night. The kids were just hyper, just crazy. So I gathered them around on the campfire and we played that as best I could teach them how to say it and do it. They liked it.
Yeah, the language is going to catch on, I think. I mean, those kids were so cute. They were just cute. They'd say words, big things or stuff. The small, and April would ask them after she says the words, and they'd speak up.
They're not afraid to say the words.
Mit den Geschrach mit Gerach.
I'm singing it in the shower this morning. I accidentally erased my copy of it on
Oh,
the
really?
Yeah, so
I don't have it.
It's fun
singing,
I love it.
Oh, you'll
learn
it. Yeah.
Kida
Adutki.
Chokem. Oh, not so. She know it.
I'll sing it.
Go ahead. I'm a scare. Good. I got to learn it.
I just love this song.
But see, now it's not as intimidating to me after hearing all the other language I've been hearing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's doable.
Yeah, very doable. The first time I heard it, I thought, oh, I'll never get that. But just expose.
And then
yourself.
Once you do get that, then other words, like you
right.
hear it, oh,
yeah.
that's from that song.
Yeah.
I know what that means. And it's so good. The songs are really
Who
good.
Made this song? April?
April, and did she do it with you? You did?
What's your favorite singing down there?
Kunduk song.
Singing, your feet help you. Or you're moving. Or same thing when you're talking.